We mentioned yesterday that the schach has to be tzelsa merubah. It has to have the majority is shade as averse as opposed to letting light in. Now, what about if you're a large sukkah and the overall sichuch is tzelsa merubah? But there are some areas where the sichuch that you put is sparse, and maybe in those areas it is chamsa merubah. So if you're looking at the overall sukkah, it's definitely much more majority of tzel than it is of sun. Tzel being shade. But in this specific area, it seems to be not like that. It's much more inclined towards being light than it is to be shady. So the halacha is that when we say tzel samaruba, for a person to sit, it has to be that every area which is the size of a minimum sukkah, which is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So I measure out squares of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim on the roof of the sukkah. Each one of those has to be tzelsa merubah to allow me to sit there. So even if I say the majority of the sukkah definitely is covered very well, but this area is sparse and over here it's not tzelsa merubah, it's chamsa merubah, I cannot sit there. Even though the majority of the sukkah is definitely tzelsa merubah. Now, how does this affect the sukkah? So this says that that part of the sukkah you can't sit, it is not possible the sukkah. The fact that part of the sukkah is a place that you can't sit does not possible the rest of the sukkah. However, if you would have a section like that running through the middle of the sukkah, so you would have, let's say facing your sukkah, you have on your left side it's tzelsa merubah, on the right side it's tzelsa merubah, in the middle there's this section which is chamsa merubah. For whatever reason, that's how it came out. Let's say you're using mats and the mats are a little bit short and you put some other stuff in there in the middle. So that area which is tzelsa, which is chamsa merubah, it's not tzelsa merubah, it's chamsa merubah, and that runs along the whole length of the sukkah, or the whole width of the sukkah. It's basically cutting the sukkah in two. So now you have two separate, you can't sit in that area, and it's like two separate sukkahs. There's one sukkah on the left side, one sukkah on the right side, and there's a gap in the middle. Well, that's fine, as long as you have four walls. Because now what's going to happen is really the sukkah on the left side doesn't have four walls, because the wall all the way far to the right has no shaykhs to the sukkah on the left. There's a gap between that sukkah and the wall. Similarly, the sukkah on the right has three walls, but it does not have a wall to its left, because since there's a gap, it's as if there's no wall. The far wall on the left side has no connection at all to where the sail and the schach is on the right side. So therefore, in that situation, we're going to have a problem. So a sukkah which has three walls is kosher. But let's say a person had pared himself down to minimum walls. So now he has two walls complete, and the third wall he used some hilchus. So now you're going to have a problem, because maybe on one side you don't have even that. So a person has to be aware that A, he cannot sit there, B, he cannot sleep there, and C, potentially in certain cases, that might affect the kashrus of his sukkah, assuming that he goes all the way across, and that situation would affect the kashrus of the sukkah. So, but more common is the issue of where to sit, where to lie. A person has to be aware, when they're sitting or lying, that the area which you're sitting in should be tzelsa merubah and not chamsa merubah. So that's the halachos of tzelsa merubah, chamsa merubah. We're going to hold the shiur here. And tomorrow we'll start talking about other areas of the process of sichuch. Have a good day.